If you're still waiting for a sign, here's another one. At California Psychics, we reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work for us. So we only connect you with the best. That's how we can guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And right now, new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. If that's not a sign, I don't know what is. Dramatic sound effect incoming. Experience the joy of certainty at CaliforniaPsychics.com.
It's your B-Morning Coffee Club, Billy, TJ, and Hope. And we got a text message from TJ yesterday. And usually, it's just goofy stuff that we send to each other. And what did you say? Game changer or something? With
life
the picture?
Changing.
Life changing. What did you buy?
You know...
Here we go. Okay, remember,
do I look
she
different
said
to
this
you?
Is life changing.
Do I look like a different woman to you today? Have you noticed something different about me?
There was a different energy when I walked into the room.
You seem refreshed.
I'm happier. Happier. I have found a tool that actually does what it says it's going to do. I've had it in my cart for a while. Do you have those websites where you got stuff in your cart for a while?
Yes. And then you get the email that goes, you left something unattended.
Yeah, missing me? So I went and I got one of those cross waves, the Bissell cross wave. Okay. That may just seem like a stupid purchase to some.
What is this?
It can vacuum and mop your floor at the same time. And I was like, what is this sorcery? You're lying to me. That can't be done. How can you mix wet and dry? You're lying. So I went and I bought it. And I was like, because all my floors, I've slowly over the years gotten rid of all carpeting.
Dog hair.
It's just, and then I got this old vacuum that, I'm not kidding, our hose has been taped. So we have like tape, like duct tape on our hose of our vacuum. This thing is old. So I was due. But I didn't want to just buy any vacuum. So this thing, I'm like vacuuming. First, I call Steve down as soon as I realize it's actually doing what it says it's doing. I was like, Steve, you have to come down here and see this. And he was like, what? What's going on? I was like, watch. So it vacuums. And then on the way back, it mops the spot. And then you vacuum and you mop the spot. And then I go, wait, this is the best part. It comes with a tray and it has a self-cleaning mode.
Look at how excited she is right now. Have we seen her this excited about anything?
Because I'm
ever
pathetic.
In the history that I've known you?
I'm pathetic. I'm a pathetic adulting freak that doesn't ask for much but a product to do what it says it's going to do.
Buffalo Bills tickets, her daughter's wedding, nothing brought this
stop.
Level of excitement.
Of course I was excited over other stuff, but...
but this!
But I I was excited to clean, which like never happens. So it actually does what it says it's going to do.
Is this what you spent your birthday gift card on?
Yes. It was a birthday present to me.
To
I know.
To buy cleaning stuff?
To buy something that'll make my cleaning easier. I mean, I got to clean.
So like girl math, you just bought yourself so much time.
Right.
Right. Okay.
That was my gift to myself. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Yes.
Breaking news with the B Morning Coffee Club. TJ bought a new cleaning thing and it has changed her life. Life changing was how she described it.
That's what happens when you're my age. It takes very little to change your life.
We're not kidding. You walked in here this morning with an energy that I don't know I've seen since I've been working
so
the mornings.
So pathetic, isn't it? So pathetic. Like I got to get a life. But I got this Bissell. It's a Bissell Crosswave all-in-one multi-surface wet dry bag. Like, is there anything it doesn't
do? I shouldn't laugh.
Do?
I felt this way when I bought my stupid scooter.
I know.
I'm sending people pictures. Guys, check this out. Look at this.
Yeah. You're doing photo shoots with your scooter.
Oh, yes,
I think pictures,
was.
Like, underselling it.
Yeah, exactly. I didn't take my Bissell to the Costco and stand in the parking lot and do a photo shoot.
So this thing you bought, at least in part, with a gift card.
Yes. Mama J got me a gift card for my birthday because she's like, I know if I give you cash, you'll just give it to the kids and I'm buying you the... So she knows me.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay, well, basically, it's almost free if I use this gift card for my birthday. And it is what I wanted. I could go buy a bunch of clothes or I could buy other stuff, whatever. But I really wanted this. And there's people who, when I say, hey, I bought a new vacuum for my birthday for myself, they're like, what? Really? Is that a gift? Would you consider that a gift? I was like, I think
so. Well, Hope and I both kind of had the same thoughts when you said that.
Like
that
maybe like, a massage.
Right. Use a gift card for something you really want, but this is going to make your life easier.
Yeah.
Right?
I mean, and I'm just not a high maintenance kind of gal.
Right.
I want the basics to be easier. That's all I want.
See, I take the gift cards.
And this makes my basic easier.
Gift cards I usually put up for dumb stuff. For instance.
Oh, I have to use mine right away. Oh my gosh, they burn a hole in my
pocket. I will hold
on
to them until I find the right dumb thing.
How do you not lose them?
It's called the wallet.
Oh.
I stash them and then I'm like, oh, well, I haven't used these. Like, let me just take them out of my wallet because they're taken. And then I have some that are currently MIA that I was looking for this weekend because I was like, oh, it'd be nice to get some like new summer clothes.
Oh, and that's the word. So they're sitting in your house somewhere and you don't know where they are?
They're somewhere. The place that I was convinced that they were not after I spent 2 hours cleaning that room. So... stay tuned.
Is it in your summer purse? Because you had a different purse. Or winter purse. Because you had those in winter because I tried to trade you.
Yeah, we were trying to trade gift cards.
Because this is your summer bag, but you had a winter purse. And I think that maybe check that.
I should check my winter purse.
Mm-hmm.
Breaking news on the B-Morning Coffee Club. Women apparently have winter purses.
Yes!
Is that really a thing?
Well, I had like a red Valentine's Day bag that I had gotten that I used.
That's
like
more of
all
a seasonal
winter.
Thing. Like I can understand if it's Christmas and maybe you have a Christmassy bag.
Yeah.
That goes away after Christmas though.
You can't go carrying a black purse in the summer, Billy.
What is the difference between a summer purse and a winter purse?
Just the style.
The style.
Utility.
It's a little lighter in color.
Summer purse, you can put a 12 pack in. It's insulated.
Make me wanna shout. Kick your heels up and shout. Throw your hands up.
Okay, maybe people aren't shouting all the time at the moment, but they will later. It's your B-Morning Coffee Club. TJ, did you get tickets to training camp?
As a Bills fan, I know what disappointment is.
Oh,
all
boy.
Too common.
That's a no.
We opened our emails yesterday to see if I've won the golden ticket this year. Nope. No training camp tickets for the umpteenth year in a row. It used to be so much easier to get tickets. Like it was, I don't know.
I was going to say in high school, my boyfriend at the time did parking at Bills camp. And he was like, oh yeah, you just come by and just walk on in.
Just go in. And it was, I don't know, something happened.
Is it more, I want to use the word corporate. Is it more like organized and they promote it more? And
is it more coveted because they're doing better than they were 10 years
right.
ago?
I mean, I think all that, yes. For sure, yes. But since they started this lotto, it's just a lottery. And they're like, hey, we're going to be taking, you know, put your name in, put your email in, see if you win the lottery. So, of course, every single email in the household, I put my daughter in, my son's email, my two emails, Steve's two emails. That's a lot of emails.
I would love to know.
Every single one we got. Unfortunately, you weren't chosen this year. However, here's a QR code if you want to buy some Bills merch.
Oh, sure.
At 10% off.
I'd love to know how many entries they got for this. Because there's a million people in the Rochester metro.
Yeah.
So Rochester, Monroe County, and the surrounding counties is six counties. So if you take that and then add it to, do people from Buffalo drive in for this?
Oh, yeah. I imagine people from all over driving.
So you're talking 2 to 3 million people total.
Mm-hmm.
Who? Maybe. How many of them are Bills fans? How many of them enter? It's probably hundreds of thousands
free,
easily.
But what makes me mad is when they're free, but then I get onto like one of the Facebook pages and people are trying to sell theirs.
Oh, are you kidding?
Ooh.
I'm like,
that's rude.
It shouldn't be allowed.
So you posted over on our Facebook
yes.
page. Did anybody? Nobody. Everybody that responded was like, nope, I didn't get them.
I didn't win either. I didn't even get an email. Check your spam. Another person goes, I have since they've started this lottery system, I haven't won once. I used to take the kids every year. So did I. Took the kids every single year. Walked around. There's like inflatable things for the kids normally for them to play. You throw the football into whatever. But I know it's only so big and they can't just have every single person who wants to come in there marching in there. There's just not enough room for everybody, but dang it.
I just checked Facebook Marketplace. There's none up there yet.
They go on to like Bill's Mafia, different pages.
Oh, that's okay. That's where the people are then.
They go to where the crowd
go to where the people are. Another country star quit drinking. Who are we talking about this time? We'll get to that in country music news. But first, Luke Combs, if you haven't noticed, pretty much wears the same thing on stage every time he's on stage. It's usually a black or a dark colored fishing shirt. So, you know how on TikTok and Instagram they have their Get Ready With Me videos where the ladies are putting their makeup on while they're talking about whatever they're talking about? So he did a Get Ready With Me video spoof on Instagram. Mm-hmm. He has a black Columbia shirt in his left hand and a black Columbia shirt in his right hand, and he holds them up. They're the same shirt. And he says, get ready with me for a show, guys. Lots of big decisions to be made here. This black Columbia shirt or this black Columbia shirt. And then it cuts to him walking out of a room wearing a black shirt. And he says, I'm going with this one. So that's, you know, Luke Combs being wacky and kooky. Willie Nelson had to cancel a show on his tour after some bad weather ruined his equipment. Willie was the headliner for the 2025 Outlaw Music Festival. And Bob Dylan was there, Sheryl Crow was there, and they had extreme weather roll through. Heavy rains, high winds. They had to evacuate the crowd, but on top of that, apparently their equipment got waterlogged. And by equipment, their guitars, their drums, all the microphones, everything just got waterlogged. So I don't know how you leave your guitar sitting out in the rain, but it happened, so they canceled the show. Not sure if they're going to reschedule that. Wasn't around here, but just kind of passing that along. And Bailey Zimmerman has made a lifestyle change. He says he has made an incredibly positive impact on his life by stopping drinking. In a new Instagram post. Now, I'm reading into this. I'll tell you what he said. Bailey says he has cut back on drinking and as a result has noticed a major difference in his life. And he used a video set to Taylor Swift's You Belong With Me, which... Swifty in the house? Hope? I don't know what the connection is there.
He's using it. He used it to promote that he's not drinking.
Yeah.
He's pregnant. No.
Shh, don't blow it, TJ. he says, yeah, to be honest, I quit drinking all the time, and that has truly changed my whole life.
The sobriety belongs with him.
Maybe. Maybe that was the liquor talking. You belong with me. I don't know. But. Listen to that. Listen to his sentence again. I quit drinking all the time, and that has truly changed my whole life. He just said all the time. He didn't say completely.
I think that's what all the time means. Like, he's no longer drinking sometimes.
I think that
he
means...
He stopped drinking all the time.
He was drinking all the time before. Now he's only drinking some of the time. Not all the time. That's how I'm interpreting that.
Really?
That gives him free reign to have a cocktail.
I said all the time. Not all the time, guys.
He went on to emphasize that his decision was a personal one and not meant to judge anybody else on their drinking habits. Could you imagine being like early 20s and all of a sudden you're on the road, you got crowds, people throwing money at you.
We see it all the time.
There's a bus driving you from city to city, so you don't have to worry about driving yourself anymore. Like. Mm-hmm. That's got to be a crazy lifestyle.
What else is there to do?
Exactly. A lot of them play video games while they're driving. I think Brantley plays video games on his bus while they're driving.
But he used to drink a lot.
Yeah. Kane Brown.
So he did the same thing with
sobriety. By the way, if you look up Kane Brown, he plays video games online as Kane Brown. And you can play video games. You know how your son does it, where he's talking to other
people?
That's
like how he hangs with his friends.
Yeah. But could you imagine?
They don't go to each other's houses anymore, people.
Oh, they don't. No. My son does the same thing.
Yeah, they stay and they just hang out with each other online and play games.
How crazy would it be? You get online, all of a sudden you're,
hey, y'all.
Yeah, right, you're Kate Brown, newbie.